Well, in case you misunderstood our beginning, we do welcome you most warmly to our carol service this year. The wonderful story of Christ's birth is told, as everybody knows, I think, in Matthew and Luke. And as you've heard already, we chose the incomparable Luke. And his account, I think I'm right in saying, will be read as long as the world remains. However, for Christmas this year, I decided that I wanted a change. I'd heard the story of Matthew, as you have, and the story of Luke many times. And so I turned to John. John, of course, doesn't tell us anything at all about the Nativity. But he certainly gives us some vital clues as to what this birth is all about. I've one particular passage in mind. In fact, I think it's the only one in John's Gospel where the birth of Jesus is explicitly mentioned. Jesus is speaking. He is speaking about his birth. He is doing this rather dramatically on the very day he died. He's speaking without fear or favor under cross-examination. The judge presiding is the Roman governor. It turns out that he is quite unfit to hear the case, since he is unable to resist the emotional pressure of the giddy multitude, something that can be very strong, as we all know. I'd like, so to speak, to play you a short excerpt from the room in the palace where the drama is being played out. "What is this you have done?" said the governor. Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus replied, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. Well, there you have it. The great final claim of the prisoner and the notorious response of the governor. And of the two, as you probably realize, it is Pilate's response that is far the more famous. I have at home in my study a little book of dictionary of quotations. It's very tiny, but it's very useful. And I was intrigued to find that whereas that quotation from Jesus doesn't appear at all, and you wouldn't really expect it, the quotation from Pilate appears twice in this little book. Once under the heading of the Scriptures, and once under the heading of Francis Bacon, the essayist. "What is truth?" said jesting Pilate, and would not wait for an answer. These three little words, "what is truth," can be said in two quite different ways. They can, of course, be said Pilate's way, which is a kind of proud dismissal of any idea that there is such a thing as truth in this world. But I suppose you can say "what is truth" in a quite different way, as a serious question from a humble inquirer. "Well, what is truth? Please tell me." What fascinates me for this morning is that Pilate's answer is so relevant today in our culture. It's so contemporary. It's exactly how people think and talk. I would say that Pilate is really a postmodern, if I knew what postmodernism really meant. You'll hear this easy dismissal of absolutes, that there's no such thing as truth and error, no such thing as right and wrong. You'll hear that kind of thing everywhere today, won't you? You hear it from brainwashed sixth formers. You hear it from highly paid journalists and media men. You hear it from trendy church leaders. You hear it from popular philosophers and pop idols. You hear it, no doubt, in the office from the managing director as well as from the office cleaner. It's the in thing to say. Whether you've had any education or not, whether you know what postmodernism is not, it's the in thing to say, and we're all being duped. And how very hard it is to step outside today's consensus, which is, of course, the spirit of our times, which we breathe in with every breath. Though it's always worth remembering that a future generation will not be impressed with the spirit of our times and will look back and wonder how we could be so foolish. It's like that with Marxism, isn't it? Nobody can now believe how many people swallowed it and lived by it and died by it. So before we join the chorus of fools, let's listen again to these impressive words of Jesus as he summarized his mission in front of the Roman governor that day. Let me read it again, or part of it. "You're a king, then. You are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born. And for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." Well, that's a very different kingdom. One thing surely is clear to us as we meet at this carol service today, that Jesus and Pilate cannot both be right. We've got to make a choice between them, or rather between our present culture that talks just like Pontius Pilate and Jesus Christ. There you have a king saying he is testifying to the truth, and there you have a governor saying, "What is truth?" and dismissing it. You've got to make your choice between those two. If Jesus is right, and this is good news, then Christmas tells us that light has invaded our darkness and truth entered to confront the lies by which we naturally and normally live. And now the final hammer blow. "Everyone on the side of truth," says Jesus, this king, "everyone on the side of truth listens to me." So according to those words, there are only two sides, two only, for and against the truth. And we can know just where we stand by a very simple test. We can know whether we're on the side of the truth or against the truth. You can know today. You can know as you listen to me. You can know as you sit or stand. Here is the simple test, the litmus test. Do we listen to Jesus? If we do listen to him and are willing to listen to him, then we're on the side of truth. But if we don't listen to him and are not willing to do so, then you're not on the side of truth. Well, here at St. Helens, we want to play our tiny part in bringing truth back into the public square and into people's personal lives. In case you didn't know, we go to school every Tuesday, just for 30 minutes. School starts again on the 6th of January. We're all learners at the school, myself included. You'll find this card being handed out to you as you go, a rather attractive picture, the prospectus of our school. Our teacher is this Jesus, who came into the world as a king to testify to the truth. We listen to what he has to say. I hope very much that you will find time to listen. Where else will you listen? Of course, it may be possible for you to listen when you get to your church at home. But of course, it's equally likely if you go to a church at home that all you'll hear is drivel. We have to face up to the fact that truth is very hard to come by. Listen to 10 to 8 every morning and you won't hear the truth. The truth is increasingly rare in our society because our society has swallowed the lie that there isn't such a thing. But if you want to listen to the one who told the truth, then why couldn't you squeeze in half an hour on a Tuesday and listen to his word, which is what we all here want to do? Do take a card home and think about it and ask yourself, am I on the side of truth or not? Or am I a fool like Pontius Pilate? We sing again. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.